Wales is next up on Mr. Johnson's whistle-stop tour of the United Kingdom after a rather frosty reception in Scotland, where he was booed by protesters and berated by Scottish leader Nicola Sturgeon over Brexit. He faced another tough meeting with the Welsh First Minister Mark Drakeford, who says he has no public mandate for a no deal. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson has tried to convince farmers that they can thrive after the UK quits the EU, promising new opportunities for trade deals outside the bloc's common agricultural policy. But his pledge follows warnings from the Farmers' Union that there could be civil unrest in rural areas should Britain crash out without a deal. On Monday, Mr. Johnson said there was every chance a deal could be struck, yet Michael Gove, the senior minister in charge of no-deal preparations, says the government was working on the assumption the UK would be leaving without an agreement. The Prime Minister heads to Northern Ireland tomorrow. Holly Hudson, London.